this has changed so much over the years that I sometimes feel like a one-woman industrial revolution. I wrote my first novel, Under the Rainbow, in longhand, in large, dark, blue, hardcover notebook, and then used a manual typewriter. I was a bad typist, and each smudged and tipexed page had to be rewritten when I made changes. I continued to write my first drafts in longhand, but in the 1980s, I bought an electric typewriter, then the height of sophistication. When you touched a key, it ran away with you. No sooner had I got used to this than computers appeared, and I wrote Smiles in the Millennium, my fourth novel, onto an early Apple. I wished I'd kept that computer. I could probably pay off our mortgage if I sold it now. It looked like an unwieldy beige television and used something called floppy disks, which were in fact hard. If, like me, you constantly forgot to save your text, chunks of your novel disappeared forever. However, it suddenly became easy to rewrite. You could move or delete a paragraph, or change the name of a character, and even a first draft looked misleadingly professional. Now I write straight onto a computer, in the morning, in my dressing gown. Writing fiction belongs more to the sleeping than the waking world, so I try not to surrender myself to the day until I've finished. I switch off my phone and hide my emails. Because I'm terrified my idea will die if I don't get it down, I gallop through my first draft, leaving gaps and notes to myself to rewrite passages later. This first attempt is written carelessly and badly, but this is, for me, the most exciting stage, when my enthusiasm and energy are at their highest point. I feel hugely relieved when I reach some kind of ending, but I often leave the actual ending, the last chapter of all, until a later stage. In the second draft, I sometimes alter the entire structure of my novel, cut out some characters and add others. Then I read it through, slowly, chapter by chapter, and choose my words far more thoughtfully. I'm still too close to my own material to be able to see it objectively, as a reader would. My third draft is more workmanlike, when I read the manuscript through at a sitting or over a couple of days to see how it works or doesn't work as a whole. Although I no longer write whole novels in longhand, I love beautiful notebooks. I use paper blanks, and I always carry one to jot down ideas. About 8 years ago, my computer was stolen, and stupidly, I hadn't saved all of Nina in Utopia, the novel I was writing, onto another device. But I was able to rewrite the missing five chapters from what I had in one of my notebooks. Paper doesn't crash. Old Luddite proverb.